Good morning. This is 100.3 WNIC. We're at 52 degrees in Detroit right now. And welcome to our show. If you're on the iHeartRadio app, thank you for listening. We've got a lot coming up on the show today. Thursdays, we do something called Crazy Lines. We'll go around the room and tell you something about ourselves that makes us a little crazy. Also, and that's incredible, imagine being a missing person, but you don't realize you're a missing person, and you join the search group looking for you.
I got a breaking news alert on my phone about this yesterday.
Well, you at least have some inside information on places you may find you.
Right.
She likes to nap. Imagine, has anyone checked her room?
Can you imagine Allison doesn't know she's a missing person, so we're all on a search with her, and she's like, Allison. It really is like that.
So bizarre.
So that is coming up this morning. Also, do you have a hotel deal breaker? Like I do. Is there something that can happen when you check into a room? And this didn't happen in Vegas 2 weeks ago. But I think we've all been through an experience where you get into a room and there is a deal breaker and you call the front desk and say, I can't stay in this room.
Well, you had one a couple years ago at your Superman convention.
I'll talk about that coming up this morning on the show. Yes, the hotel deal breakers. Also, we'll get an update on Allison's TikTok. How is that going?
Yes, I know a little bit more than I did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And to my friends on Facebook, sorry I've been absent. TikTok takes up all my time right now.
Well, you're talk famous. more chances for you to win Shawn Mendes. All coming up.
Jake Towers in the morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Britney Spears' dad, Jamie, has been suspended from his role as her conservator effective immediately. Britney's lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, called her dad cruel, toxic, and an abusive man. Jamie must turn over all books and records associated with the conservatorship, and the judge appointed CPA John Zabel as temporary conservator of the estate until December 31st. Now, Jamie wanted everything to just be ended yesterday, and Britney's lawyer was like, yeah, no, you're not getting off the hook that easy. We want all of your books, all of your records, and we're going to be basically investigating this. And he said, plan on Britney suing him. A hearing on terminating the conservatorship entirely is going to be taking place on November 12th. Her fiance, Sam Asghari, is celebrating the huge victory. He wrote on Instagram, free Britney, congratulations. And Britney also posted a video of her flying a prop plane with the caption, on cloud nine right now.
There you go. Britney's been freed, it seems like, Allison.
Yeah, it doesn't bode well for the dad to not speak. Like, you know, I mean, I really wish that I could hear another side because we only hear one side and we as a society form our opinions based on just one side.
I wonder if he won't speak right now, though, because of the legalities. Because
well, he's not helping himself, you know, but I'd like to know more.
I think if you were to watch any of the documentaries that are out on this that have come out within the past year, you wouldn't really care about what he has to say.
Possibly, but they are also one-sided. You know what I mean?
Of all things for you to take a stand on, I cannot believe this is the one.
I'm not taking a stand. I just get uncomfortable making a judgment when I only have one side of information. Yeah. And there's never been another side. And that is his fault. Yeah, that's absolutely his fault.
He's never done a sit down.
Yeah. Not at all.
M&M's new restaurant, Mom's Spaghetti, opened yesterday. And the first 10 customers were served by M&M himself.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that? The line was out the door for hours. I have not heard any reviews on how the food is, but I mean, I think that the restaurant's mastered it.
I think if you do three things and they're really just one thing,
right?
Have it down, right? Yeah.
A new David Bowie album is coming January 7th. Toy was recorded back in 2000 and includes reworked versions of songs from 1964 to 1971. Hmm. TV tonight, we have the 18th season premiere of Grey's Anatomy, and The Price is Right celebrates 50 years.
I didn't know Grey's Anatomy
good
was
Lord,
still on.
Who's still watching that show?
I know.
Good morning. It's Thursday with 100.3 WNIC. We have Crazy Lines coming up next. Also, in the Fox 2 News update, how would you feel about starting up your car with nothing but your face? On on our show, every Thursday, we do crazy lines. Me, Allison, Chelsea will go around the room and tell you, who's listening this morning, something about ourselves. I don't know, it might be a little strange or, you know, some might find crazy. If you have something, we always encourage you to let us know at 313-631-100.3. What makes you crazy? Not drives you crazy, makes you crazy. I'll start. I guess I never noticed it before, but I really took notice the other day. When I barbecue food out on the grill, no matter what time of the year, when I'm done barbecuing the food, I will come in, I'll eat the food, and then I'll immediately go shower. I cannot go on with my day smelling like barbecue ever. Doesn't matter where, even if I go to somebody's house and stand by the grill.
Isn't that such a great smell, though?
Aren't you smelling yourself? I like it. Until you smell, yeah, I don't know. I like it while I'm cooking. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like 5 minutes later smelling like barbecue.
You know what? I understand that.
So, yeah.
The same rule applies to when you cook bacon. You have to shower after that, and you have to take the clothes off, too, because you're going to smell like bacon all day long.
Because then it goes into your bed, too, if you like.
Yeah. You know they make those splatter screens, Chelsea. You don't have to take a bacon bath.
Yeah, where's your splatter screen?
But the smell gets in your hair.
That is true.
And the hair is a big big vessel for stink.
I think about that when I go to a friend's bonfire. Yeah. Like, I think about what to wear because I don't want my clothes. Yeah.
Allison, you're up.
So when we get produce, not all the time, but very often, if we buy it, or it's even more silly when someone gives it to us, like our friends have a big garden, the lengths that we go to save rotting produce. For instance, if someone gives us a bunch of tomatoes, or there's a cucumber about to go bad, or whatever the case may be, there's a bunch of bananas left and they're not going to make it, we go to such lengths to save them and make sure they serve their purpose. So we have tomatoes. We need to do something with them this weekend. We have nothing else in the house to make chili, but now I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to make a trip. I'm going to buy hamburger meat. I'm going to buy onions. I'm going to buy all of this stuff so that a couple tomatoes don't go in the garbage.
There's a great deal of work to save the produce.
Just toss them. They didn't make it. You never got around to it. The bananas, we have to make banana bread. We don't eat banana bread, but we have to save the bananas.
We're making banana bread this weekend to save these four brown tomatoes.
And that's what happened.
Bananas.
Well, yeah. I kind of love that, actually. Well, you're not wasting food.
Well, but we bought food we never were going to buy.
Yeah, true. Kelsey.
Okay, so for me, I just love getting mail, and I, you know, if I get a new shirt in, if I get new candles, soaps that I've been waiting for, whatever it may be, I'm so excited to get it, and I'm anxiously waiting for them to arrive, yet when they get there, they sit in the package unopened for days. Does that make me crazy?
So you're all about the excitement of getting the package. Once the package arrives, you do nothing with it.
Correct. And it's almost like I'm a little annoyed that now I have a cardboard box that I have to deal with.
It's very interesting.
It's odd.
You know, me, I get my, I get a figurine and I open the thing up and photograph it immediately. Now then from there, it could sit in the box in the corner of the floor once I've played with it.
Well, right. You photograph them and then you take them out in the backyard to fight each other.
That's right. And sometimes they fight. Boy. A therapist would have a real doozy with this.
Seriously.
Show. Anyway, there you go. Allison, what the heck are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing admin work.
I thought you were doing, you look like you're doing peekaboo. What's going on? There's your crazy line. W-N-I-C. It's time for a Fox 2 News update. A couple things going on locally here and around the world. We'll start with the local thing. The city of Detroit is now offering the COVID booster shots at all of its vaccination locations. This is as the fight against the virus gets tougher. The mayor is encouraging eligible Detroiters to get the booster and warning those who are still unvaccinated what could happen to them if they don't they don't get vaccinated. So the mayor is basically saying get vaccinated, and he's done everything he can to make it easy for you to do so. So that's what's happening in the city of Detroit today. A lot of talk about that and the booster. No foreign spectators will be allowed at the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing.
Wow, they're already deciding that, huh?
I guess so. Chinese residents will be allowed to attend only if they follow COVID protocols. Unvaccinated athletes will be required to spend 3 weeks in quarantine. The Winter Games kick off February 4th. I always love the Winter Games more than Summer Games.
Well, I guess 2022 isn't that far away when you're talking about winter. So right. I guess that makes sense.
We're close. Right. General Motors says it's rolling out a new software that will allow drivers to start their vehicles using facial recognition technology.
Ooh, futuristic.
The new software also connects to your home's thermostat and security system. I wonder why.
Why your security system, I guess I understand.
Yeah, I guess if it's recognized your face and you pull up to your house so it unlocks your door for you, I could see that maybe being good, but I don't, the thermostat, maybe it'll make the house cool or warm as you pull up.
I do not need Warren to know anything about a thermostat that he can program with his face, locking me out for good.
Oh my gosh. I could see that being a real problem for some households if you do have a little battle over the thermostat.
Sure. Yeah.
Little. Ongoing for decades.
Michigan State's residential and hospitality services are hosting a job fair today from 11 to 6 at the Breslin Center. Parking is free. You can apply for open positions before or at today's job fair. MSU's website has all the details, but maybe you want to work in hospitality.
Huh? Hey, just speaking of jobs, my sister has been cleaning up doing DoorDash.
Has she really?
She's been cleaning up.
I guess the more you hustle, the more orders you take, the more you make, right?
She made $200 on Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? She made she made over $600 her first week.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
I forbade my daughter from doing it when she wanted to do it.
I was trying to do that too. I was like, I don't know if I feel good about you doing it. I don't know how safe it is.
Well, my thing was that you have a leased car and I don't want all those miles on your car. And I don't know where you're going. And I worry about you driving just from point A to point B. Now you're driving to neighbors and dropping off food and taking pictures.
Right.
And
going into dark yards.
God,
be careful.
You're trying to kill your father. Anyway, that's great news, though. Boy, who knew that was such a lucrative gig?
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Tell me something good.
Feeling Good on the D is brought to you by our friends at McDonald's. We head to Chicago this morning. Thanks to the pandemic, an 11-year-old named Stevie in Chicago hadn't been able to see his best friend, Owen, who moved to Missouri a while back. But Owen recently had a birthday and said the only thing he wanted was to go back to Chicago for a surprise visit. And Stevie got pretty emotional as soon as he saw him. Their parents shared the video on Facebook. These are two friends, 11 years old. They've been separated by pandemic, by distance, and they make a great reunion.
You just made my day.
It's been hard because we talk to each other over the phone. I really liked when me and him were able to play with each other, in the park.
It's amazing how a little video of kindness and friendship and emotion can really, make other people feel good.
Isn't that great? I mean,
that is so sweet.
Don't ever take the friendship for granted, even at a young age. Your friends are your friends. I mean, you remember them for life.
Well, and I love the fact that they actually want to be in person together because so many kids nowadays, they're totally cool with just playing video games with their friends and never seeing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all have those headsets on, right?
Right, exactly.
What are they playing, Call of Duty, Allison, with each other with the headsets?
It is, yeah. What, Call of Duty, Medal of Honor, whatever the kids are doing.
Right.
It's like that. Remember the movie WALL-E? Yes. I believe that, in that movie, it shows everybody on video screens in their apartments drinking Slurpees.
Right.
No one goes anywhere anymore.
What are they playing now? Allison Pong and Donkey Kong and Pitfall.
What are they playing?
Fortnite.
That dance. Bay Towers, Allison, Chelsea, welcome to the show today. We're joined by Fox 2's Alan Longstreet.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, buddy. Hey,
good morning.
You're all going to be happy with this. I don't know how it happened because typically we get this god-awful candy corn as Michigan and candy corn, perfect together and all that nonsense. But allegedly, someone used Google Trends to find which Halloween candy each state is oddly obsessed with. Now, I don't know what the algorithm is or how that worked, but allegedly, Michigan is oddly obsessed
with both Kit Kats and Twix.
Oh my gosh. Get out of here. Oh.
Is Twix your favorite?
Wait, Kit Kat. I've been to your candy jar this morning 3 times. Not a lie, Jay.
Really?
And I've only gotten the Kit Kat and the Twixes.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I've been on Kit Kat Jags before. Never Twix, though. I don't like the cookie.
Yeah, the Kit Kat is better. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Do you guys eat any candy now that you despised as a kid? For instance, like the Whoppers, the malted, now I love those.
Oh, you didn't like them when you were a kid?
Nope, wanted nothing to do with them. Thought they were weird and tasted weird.
And chalky.
Right.
Well, that's the part that's really hard to get past. I do like Whoppers, but knowing the sound that it's going to make when you bite into it.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Let's dissolve.
Just soak it. Yeah, soak it.
Do a mouth soak. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I guess I'm doing it wrong. Uh-huh.
Now you know.
Same thing like Adina that we worked with yesterday said kids don't like Almond Joy. I'm like, really?
They don't?
I love Almond Joy.
Almond Joy the
coconut,
best.
Though.
Yeah. I like Almond Joy, but I never like Mounds. Yeah.
Oh, you don't do Mounds?
Well, no, because why in the world would you have a Mounds? It's an Almond Joy without the almond.
That's right. And I think the chocolate's darker, which, to answer your question, Jay, that's something as an adult now. It's not that I love it, but I can tolerate dark chocolate.
Interesting.
Better because it's healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that dark chocolate has always been my favorite.
Yeah. Really? Oh, that's good. It's better for you.
Got the high level of cacao. So anyway,
anybody giving away Gushers at Halloween?
No.
That's what you got to do.
You can get those, though. How are we looking today?
Good, great, perfect. It's again another beautiful day. We do it again tomorrow, and then the weekend changes. And enjoy the last day of September.
Let's go back into time.
Let's go back into time.
Let's go back into time.
One, two, three, four.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
Back in the Day is brought to you by DTEMarketplace.com. 61 years ago, in 1960, the Flintstones premiered for the first time on ABC.
Don't ever speak to me again. We are finished. I'm returning your lawnmower, your rake, your head shears, and your hose.
My power tools, too?
Yes, your power tools, too.
Gee, this is serious. You never returned my power tools before.
Yeah, so
that was a nighttime show?
It was?
No, that's why I'm asking. Was it a night? It doesn't say it. It just said it debuted. It didn't say when it aired, Fridays at 9.
I know the Flintstones was based on The Honeymooners for Jackie Gleason. It was the cartoon version of that, basically.
Well, I just wondered if it debuted at night, because it always really was. Kids could watch it, but it was geared towards adults if you really paid attention.
Yeah, because they weren't doing cartoons. They were doing, they were having life issues during prehistoric times.
That's right.
It's very strange. Today in 1984, the television show Murder, She Wrote debuted. Chelsea, so you know, that's Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast. But she solved mysteries. Yes.
Yeah.
Jessica Fletcher was her character name.
Angela Lansbury is her real name.
I love Angela Lansbury.
Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
That show was on for a very long time, by the way. I think it said it lasted like 12 seasons.
It is a really funny concept. I mean, it wasn't meant to be funny.
I know. She's an author. She has no crime-solving background.
Right. Not at all. And think about it. Like, what author in America, in a small New England town ever, solves a murder every week?
Every week.
Every week. Like,
and the murder can't be solved without her.
How many murders are happening? And she always shows up on the scene of the murder as the cops are arriving as well. So she has to have a search warrant. She's always kind of right there.
You know, I never got into Murder, She Wrote, but I loved Matlock.
Did you?
Loved Matlock.
What was Tom Bosley when he was a priest and the nun and they were...
Oh, Father Dowling.
Father Dowling Mysteries.
Yes, Mysteries, right.
These are great 80s shows.
Old people shows.
Oh my God. I'm 100. Today in 1991, the show Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego debuted.
Steal this soul in South Korea, making nothing come right off from the Red Sea to Greenland. They'll be singing the blues. Well, they never Arkansas her steal. They come from the jungle. Tell me
where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah.
I used to love that
show.
That's
a jam.
I'm pretty sure it was on after school. And it was on PBS.
It was educational, right? I mean, it was an educational show.
Yeah.
I'll always remember that theme song because the people that sang that song came into my studio back in like 1999, and they sang that, but customized it for my morning show.
Oh,
that's
funny.
So cool.
cool.
I always play that, but I never knew what the show was. And yeah, I know it's an educational show, but yeah, it's been around a long time. I don't think it's still on anymore.
Jay Towers in the Morning on Demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Maya Bialik destroyed her friendship with Neil Patrick Harris back in 1997 when she went to see him in Rent and didn't get up for the standing ovation. It turns out she hates musicals, doesn't really understand the purpose of having to do the standing ovation. They didn't talk for a really long time after that, but she said he has now forgiven her.
But here's what I don't understand about this story. That's, if you hate musicals, then I'm assuming you went because
your friend.
Because your friend was in it.
And that's why you give the standing ovation.
That's right. So for that reason alone, secondly, Mayim, if that is in fact your real name, if everyone else is standing up, don't you automatically do the same?
Oh, I do.
I mean, everyone's standing up.
I'll yell bravo if you yell bravo. I don't care.
Right. What about encore?
Encore!
All of it.
By the way, I think she's doing a very good job on Jeopardy. I watched last night.
Good.
I like the job she's doing on Jeopardy. I think she's pretty good.
Disney Plus and Will Smith have a new docuseries coming to the streaming platform called Welcome to Earth. It is coming out in December, and the trailer for the new series was just released. It shows Will exploring the Earth as well as feeling the Earth.
Did he put his son in it again?
I feel like they try to insert those kids into everything.
Wasn't there some Earth movie that he put his son in?
I think so. Yeah.
Will, alongside many different explorers, will travel to volcanoes, swim deep in the ocean, explore caves. This is all a 6-part docuseries.
Sadly, I'll watch anything Will Smith does.
He's great.
I can't help it. I love
him. No, he's great.
And you love Earth things.
Of course.
And finally, reviews of Kylie Jenner's new swimwear line have been brutal so far. One girl on TikTok, she's kind of gone viral for this, had a review that we're going to listen to.
Here's a little bit of that.
Okay, I would show you these on, but I literally can't. The material is so thin that it just shows everything. Don't even get me started on the quality of this one piece. First of all, the seams are like very messed up. The seaming, it looks terrible, and it is so paper thin. I don't know why Kylie and her products have a chokehold on me, but I was kind of excited about these, and I would give them like a 2 out of 10. I'm dead serious when I say that you can get better quality swimsuits for half the price at Target. And not to mention, they're kind of just as cute.
I'm gonna follow her on TikTok because I absolutely love the way she talks. So I want to hear it all day long.
So natural.
Allison, maybe that's, well, we'll talk about that this hour, but maybe you should start doing reviews, because that seems to get you a lot of fans.
I was thinking, Chelsea said she went viral for that?
Yeah.
I can talk about Kylie all day long.
TV tonight, we have the 18th season premiere of Grey's Anatomy, and The Price is Right celebrates 50 years.
Allison's Bubble is next. Allison, what's in the bubble today?
I don't want to give politicians and the system more red tape to work through, but they should probably go over their law books and reevaluate things they just don't need anymore.
Right.
For instance, in Pennsylvania, it's a misdemeanor to trade your infant. It's not even higher than that. Just a misdemeanor. Don't trade your infant.
Like trade for another infant?
Probably.
Listen,
I'll trade you 1 2-month-old girl.
I don't like Jimmy's red hair. I like that Kevin has brown hair. Let's just swap them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm glad that's on the books. That's good.
Right.
100.3 WNIC. Hey, Towers, Allison, Chelsea, good morning. So I went on YouTube to try to find the Motel 6 theme song. Literally, you cannot get the theme song from the commercial, but you can get about 900 videos of people in front of their phone camera playing it on a violin and a guitar.
That is so bizarre.
Like this.
So it's heavily, heavily copyrighted. They don't want you poaching it.
Like Cave Girl on YouTube is watching herself on a video of her playing the violin while she's standing next to the video playing the guitar part. bizarre.
That just seems too complicated.
It was such a long way to get to just having a little background music.
You got to punch up the bit.
They came up with a great slogan, though. We'll leave a light on for you.
Yeah, it is. It's a great bit. So how about this? What are the things that would make you change hotels immediately? I've told this story before, how when I got to the Superman celebration and checked into the very nice Harrah's Casino Hotel in Metropolis, Illinois, it was a fine, beautiful hotel in the middle of a very small town, but they gave me a pet room, and the room...
The pet smell didn't leave with the
pet. And they said, you know what? We don't have any more room. So they came with like industrial deodorizer and sprayed down the room, which was weird. But listen, it was a fine stay. But I don't like the smell of wet dog in any. I just don't like the smell.
And that's the hotel's fault. It's not the pet's fault. A pet's going to smell like a pet's going to smell. That's but the hotel needs to clean that.
Completely agree. There's something, though, and I love dogs. There's something, though, that grosses me out about someone else's dog having their stench in a place that I'm staying.
Well, they shouldn't give a pet room to anyone who's not coming with a pet.
That's right.
Just like they should treat it like back when we had smoking rooms, which we don't anymore. But there used to be smoking rooms. Mm-hmm. And you would never put a non-smoker in a smoking room. That smell...
You can't get rid of it.
Never. So, but I do have a non-negotiable and I'm going through it right now. So a hotel that I'm staying at absolutely has to have this, whether I use it or not. So I have to find a pet friendly hotel because we are going to go stay at a hotel when the apartment gets repainted and carpeted. Like, we don't have to. But I just want to move everything out and give them all the space they need to do that.
I get it. And
it's, we got to corral the cats. And so it's got to be pet friendly. And in addition to that, my non-negotiable is a pool, which I may never use, but I need to know that it's there. Like, you guys have never seen me swim when we go away and stay somewhere. But when I'm staying in a hotel, I will not stay in a hotel that doesn't have a pool.
You know what?
Which
I love.
Luckily,
it
doesn't come up.
But I wonder why don't we? We should go to the pool more because I love going to the pool. I don't.
One year,
swim.
I remember you and Chelsea going to the pool. I do remember one year you guys.
Always go to the pool.
No, wasn't there a year where you, me, Chelsea, and Cody weren't we all in a pool together, just having like
at Universal?
You were there for that. I know.
Was
you
I?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I've been in a pool with you.
Nice.
I wasn't doing laps, but I was cool with you.
Or leg kicks.
I'll do them now. The number one thing, by the way, people say is the must call the front desk and switch rooms are dirty sheets. Yeah, of course. Of course.
I remember we were doing, this was years ago, but we had a broadcast that was out of the country. I don't remember where we were, but I spotted a bug on the sheets. And I was like, nah, I can't stay in here anymore. I have to leave.
Oh, I've had rooms when we've done broadcasts out of the country where they had geckos on the ceiling. And they're like, oh, that's just kind of part of what we have here. I'm like, I want a room without geckos.
Yeah, that feels a little different, though, than like a bug that can bite you in your sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just don't know what hotel is leaving dirty sheets on their bed. I mean, that's just... Of course, you're going to call about that. That's the first thing housekeeping changes when they come in.
Well, they also say a disgusting bathroom. Like, when have you ever checked into a room with a disgusting bathroom?
Yeah.
I mean,
I have not ever done that, but I have had a glass that had lipstick on it before, and that grossed me out.
Oh, that's terrible.
Because you wonder, like, okay, well, if you didn't notice that little detail, what else didn't you notice?
Bad smells in general, a rude staff, horrible food. Stained carpets, loud noises. The lobby is gross. No visible cleaning or housekeeping crew present are the reasons that make you not only change rooms, but sometimes change hotels.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I remember, this is before my dad was even an exterminator, when we were really little, I'll always remember the Ponderosa Hotel in Florida. We drove.
Was it attached to a Ponderosa?
No, it was just called the Ponderosa Hotel. It's still in our photo albums. But I remember we checked in and it was infested in roaches. And I remember leaving in the middle of the night like they did at the end of Amityville Horror. Like we all
Well, maybe they wanted to give you the real covered wagon experience.
You're all Ponderosa, aren't you? They're called palmetto bugs. No, they're roaches.
Right.
We told you yesterday on the show that Allison has started her adventure on TikTok. So far... She has 449 followers. She's following 178 people. And her biggest video to date is her first TikTok at the iHeart meeting that we were at 2 days ago.
I think I'm making a TikTok.
I've never been on TikTok.
Me either. I don't think I'm doing it right.
Yeah. And then since then, I hope you're okay with me doing the status report.
Yeah, no.
Given an
update. I just brought it up so I could.
Since then, you have done you eating queso dip and Doritos, but the bowl was empty.
Mm-hmm.
That's you're 1900.
Showing dinner. Yeah.
1900. And then you did a I'm super cute cat.
Murphy yesterday, who was on my side of the bed. I wanted to take a nap. And he doesn't.
You lay on my.
Yeah, no, play. Oh, sorry. Play it. It's really cute.
Play it?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on.
Is there a reason you lay on my side of the bed? It's where Mama goes. That's not a good answer. I want to lay down. I have my laptop set up so I can watch my shows. I made a nice nest for you right there. You could lay on your dad's side. But right here's where my body would go. See, this is my pillow. There's my shows I'm going to watch. Why can't you sleep somewhere else? Why can't you sleep somewhere else? You think because you're cute you can do what you want? I would appreciate it if you moved. What do you think about that?
Like that he's done talking.
Yeah.
Nope. The very end, he looks right at the camera and he lets out one more.
It's funny. At one point, he started ignoring you in the middle.
I know. It was, yeah, because he's like, oh, she's droning on and on here. But what was cute was he doesn't always do that. Like, they all seem to know. The cats all seem to know when the camera turns on.
Yes. Right.
Because they're all very animated until Mama wants to do something to make us go viral so they can start earning their keep around there. And then they're like, yeah, we're not going to do anything. So it was so cute that I think he was having a dream. He was kind of half sleeping. But anyway, so the thing about that is I make that first TikTok and I get a TikTok high is probably what they call it. I was like, wow, in 24 hours, what was it?
Like 12,000?
12,000 views. And that was just me, you know, like you played, like just regular, hey, we're recording.
Right.
Nothing else. So the next two I do are a little more animated. Like I use some music and I put some words up and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to learn how to be a little more. And that kitty video, which has been up 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Not even 300 views. And then the one before that with the queso, not even 2,000.
Well, they say you have to keep doing it every day. You gotta add content every day.
Yeah, I have a job.
I wanted to. So yesterday I was like, all right, I'm going to join the TikTok. I put a picture of Christopher Reeve up as my profile.
Yes.
Now I'm like the people that we don't like that follow us that we go, hey, put your real face up. But I'm mad because there's this kid. There's this kid with his long hair. He has Jay Towers, JAYTOWERS. He only has one follower. He's had it for a while.
Yeah, that's annoying. Like, he's not even getting anywhere with your name.
No.
You can't use your name because he is, and he's not even using it.
And then I couldn't even have Jay Towers 1. So I have to be Towers J. TOWERSJAY, Towers J.
That's why I had to be Allie Mart with 3 L's, because somebody else was Allie Mart with 2.
I've got 6 followers, by the way.
I know. I was so excited yesterday when I saw you and Chelsea were both following me. That meant you guys were on TikTok, too.
Yeah.
So
we have not done anything with it. I did watch a couple of videos. I'm having a really hard time figuring out, and I feel so old that I can't really figure it out. But, like,
no, but there's a lot, Chelsea. There's a lot to figure out.
There are so many videos. And, like, I don't know who I should be following. Who's a good talker?
Yeah. Like, there's people that do skits. And they do this whole skit thing. And then I saw this lady yesterday. She's making a TikTok video. It just came up in my feed. Where she's talking to a specific person. Like, as if she were on the phone with her sister. And I'm like, do you realize she's like, and I'm going to need you to direct message me because I can't talk to you about Bonnie here because I'm not going to put her message, her business out here. And I'm like, could you have not sent her this message personally?
Well, yeah, yesterday I went into Dina's office at Fox 2 and she's on TikTok. She doesn't post anything. She just watches them. She's like, oh, I love this guy. He's so funny. And the guy literally just talks through a voice thing that makes him sound like the electric voice at the Disney Electric Light Parade. Like that computer. That's all he does. And he laughs at himself talking. And she's like, this guy's great. I'm Like, this is pointless. But
well, that's how that Chewbacca lady got famous.
So she got famous.
Right.
So
she was hilarious.
Our TikTok adventures continue.
That's incredible.
Oh, this is the one I've been waiting to tell you guys about. The search efforts for a missing person can be intense, even if it's the person they're searching for, a part of the search. A man in Turkey was reported missing on Tuesday after his loved ones lost touch with him for several hours. Apparently, he went out drinking with friends and then wandered into the woods. While he was in the woods, the guy saw people looking for someone in a search. So he joined in, reportedly for hours. Eventually, he noticed that they were chanting his name. So he responded, "I'm here." And then the search was over.
Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
Wouldn't you think that maybe you'd ask that question of, like, who are we looking for within the first 30 minutes of your search?
Well, I'm gleaning he's still intoxicated because he's still in the woods.
Right.
And I really want to applaud his go-get-itiveness. Here he is passed out in the woods and still finds the time and energy to get up and help us.
Like, rather than go
home,
he joins the search party.
Right.
Well, what do we always say? What do we always say when we're out doing appearances? People will get into a line and not know why they're in the line.
Right. Yes.
Everybody's lining up at the mall. I better get in line. Here's another that's incredible for you with a place that we like to frequent.
Arby's, we have the meat.
Arby's is promoting its own version of McRib sandwiches by selling hoodies and sweatpants that smell like smoked meat.
I just said I washed.
That's why I take a shower. Right. Each article of clothing is hand smoked by a real pit master and then vacuum sealed. They don't go on sale till Monday. If you want a pair, you can go to arbysmokesweats.com.
That's incredible.
I think Arby's has already been kind of famous for a line of clothing.
Yeah.
Like, they've already had clothes. It's so funny that Arby's just came up because I'm a sucker for commercials. Like, this is why, you know, if you have a business, I'm not saying this because of what I do, you want to spend your money on advertising because it sucks people in.
Sure.
Arby's has the Philly steak and cheese sandwich is back or something. Ooh. And it's all I can think about till we get one. And I don't even eat. I'm not really even eating meat, but I'm going to eat that.
Yeah. Here's a quick one. Cops in Madison, Wisconsin are looking for two guys who stole a sculpture of Humpty Dumpty on a toilet. It happened at an art fair Saturday. The name of the piece is Dumpty Humpty. The artist says it's worth $1,400. It's still missing.
That's incredible.
That's a felony.
Oh, how terrible.
It's two kids that just thought it would be funny to take the Humpty Dumpty do with themselves.
Right. A Colorado man suffered $11,000 in car damage after squirrels chewed through his soy-based truck wiring, which is equipped in many new vehicles. Here he is talking about what happened. Who knew this was even a thing?
The hood caught a squirrel red-handed right down here snacking on these wires. They told me that because the wires were chewed so close to the firewall, they had no option but to replace the entire wiring harness in the truck.
It went from oil-based to soybean-based. Well, it is great for the environment, so great, of course, that animals are attracted to that soybean-based insulation. So they chew through it.
Unbelievable.
They're probably more attracted, but I feel like I've heard that before with regular wires.
Oh, for sure.
Squirrels chewing through your wires, yeah.
Absolutely. Last one. Reports are showing that there's a clown shortage in Northern Ireland. COVID is to blame. David Duffy, co-owner of Duffy Circus, claims that many clowns returned to their countries when the first lockdown began, and they haven't come back. So, in the meantime, they just wait and hope that the clowns return.
Hey!
Wait a second. Remember in the thick of COVID when we were sending our nurses to the most impacted cities?
Yeah.
All the nurses were traveling to wherever they were needed.
Yeah.
So, should we send our clowns?
I don't.
We'll send them.
Send in the clowns. Send in the clowns. Oh, I just ran down from the Fox 2 news studio, but one of the conversations they were having there, they were all comparing their waist sizes because of that story that came out yesterday, that doctor, that's the professor that said, if you can't fit into your jeans that you wore at age 21, you're at risk for diabetes.
Really?
I'm like, okay, well, when I was 21, I had a size 32 waist. I have like a size 36 waist now.
I think that's a dangerous statement to be making.
That's what the professor in England, Roy Taylor, says. He's an expert on diabetes.
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, there are people. There absolutely are people who can wear the same jeans that they wore then. But I would like to think that just going up a size or two
is natural and natural evolution of life.
Right.
Well, I think the older you get, the more your body changes, you know, especially like if you have kids, your hips are going to be different. I mean, I don't think it's a safe thing to be saying that you should be fitting into your jeans that you wore at 21.
Yeah, I don't think I can wear anything from my youth.
No.
I don't think any of us can.
I could up until about 2.5 years ago. I used to have the same jeans that I wore in high school and in college, and that is all gone downhill. But
you know what's funny is I've held on to a couple pieces of clothes from over the years that meant something, like the sweater I wore in my senior pictures, the J. Crew jeans I was wearing, Buttonfly when I started dating Warren.
Really?
There's a couple things, and I do hold on to them because I loved them so much is the number one reason. But I think to myself, maybe.
I never someday. Think of you as someone who would ever be sentimental about like
clothes. Yeah, I know. It's weird. Yeah.
Because you've thrown so much else.
I know. I know.
Interesting. Can you fit into your jeans from high school? I don't know. I mean, you might go to a class reunion. I went to a class reunion. There was maybe two people that physically looked the same as high school.
Mostly I can't fit into the jeans I bought last summer.
I know. Good morning from 100.3 WNIC. Detroit's favorite game is Battle of the Sexes. It's brought to you by Oakland Mall. As always, we have two contestants ready to go. I'm going to play for Jack this morning. Why Allison will play for Erica, who's going for win number 5, $250 in shopping from Oakland Mall. If Allison can win today's game, let's play. Chels.
Allison, name something in your car that can be turned on and off.
Lights.
That is the third best answer. 1 point for that. The radio was number one. Jay, name something you expect to see inside every hotel room.
What is something I expect to see in every hotel room? A telephone.
That is the fourth best answer. 1 point for that. A bed was number one.
Oh, my God.
Allison, name something cats can chase all day.
Cats can chase all day? Oh, boy. What could they chase? A mouse?
Number one answer, yes. 10 points for that.
I just lay around, so.
Jay, name an event that men are usually not invited to.
A baby shower.
Yes, number one answer, 10 points for that. And you guys are tied with 11 each. Allison, name a place you wouldn't want to be alone at night.
I would not want to be alone in, why did my brain just go to cemetery? That's weird. I'll say it.
Second best answer.
Is it?
Yep. 5 points for that. An alley was the number one answer. And Jay, name a place where you might see a lot of minivans in the parking lot.
A school event.
Yes. Number one answer. 10 points. And Jay wins the game 21-16.
We had a nice run, Erica.
Yeah. Erica did just fine with her $200 in Oakland Mall shopping.